The Truth and Reconciliation Commission in Liberia was formed earlier this year to document firsthand accounts of murders, rapes, and other crimes committed during years of recently ended conflict. The commission was designed after South Africa's commission with the aim of giving the opportunity for victims to speak and victimizers to apologize. After 3 weeks of operations in the field, the commission, known locally as the TRC, has called in its researchers. Reports came out that the recall was a result of a lack of cash. TRC spokeswoman Julian Westfall says this is inaccurate.
It's not the reason why it's put on hold. There's also a lack of funds, which we hope will be amended now. But it was always planned to stop the statement takings, to look at the forms, to revise the form, and to take it up again.
Westfall says the commission is struggling with a lack of funds because of pledges that have failed to materialize. But the commission is still talking with partners and making proposals to deal with the shortage.
It is true that there is a constant lack of money flow and funds, and that constantly we have to take great care to stick to our work plan because of that.
Westfall says pay has been delayed for statement takers. She says the situation will be corrected on Monday. Some Liberian critics say struggles within the TRC support their position that the country does not need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission. They say it needs a war crimes tribunal with the power to prosecute. Bodio Siapo, a Liberian activist living in America and a former spokesman for rebel groups, says he sees this as a breakdown of the commission. Siapo says people want to see war criminals tried in court.
TRC is nothing good, this is what others expected, that this thing is going to just break down. It has broken down.
Siapo says he believes for true reconciliation, the country needs to rid itself of former warlords who are in positions of power and were also elected as lawmakers.
From day one, I would go for a war crimes court, because there are a lot of people in my country who contributed to this insane war. Some of them are now serving in top government positions, and until we can bring those criminals to book, there's not going to be real peace in that country. So I support the War Crimes Tribunal as opposed to a TRC, which is not transparent nor accountable to the people.
Bokai Jalaraba is Secretary General of a group advocating the establishment of a war crimes court in Liberia. He says the Truth Commission is protecting perpetrators from justice.
We believe that the TRC is a wound-open crisis forum designed to shield those warlords, those people who have committed crimes against humanity, against their victims.
Spokeswoman Westfall says there should not be competition between the Truth Commission and a war crimes tribunal because the two would have different mandates. However, she says it would be best if they do not operate simultaneously.
It always sounds as if there's a competition between a TRC and a war crimes tribunal. Of course, the two bodies like that influence each other, and they can, like in Sierra Leone, the special court actually had a bad influence on the commission's TRC work.
Westfall says after revising the questions used by statement takers, the next period of statement gathering will begin in December. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。